हरि ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। षष्ठः अनुवाकः तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि प्रथमोऽध्याये शिक्षावल्याम् षष्ठः अनुवाकः, सिक्स्थ सेक्शन इन द फर्स्ट चैप्टर विद द टाइटल शिक्षावल्ली ऑफ तैत्तिरीय उपनिषद। सय एषोऽन्तर्हृदय आकाशः तस्मिन्नयम् पुरुषो मनोमयः अमृतो हिरण्मयः अन्तरेण तालुके स एषस्तन इवावलम्बते सेन्द्रयोनिः यत्रासौ केशान्तो विवर्तते व्यपोह्यशीर्षकपाले भूरित्यग्नौ प्रतितिष्ठति भुव इति वायौ सुवरित्यादित्ये महयिति ब्रह्मणि आप्नोति स्वाराज्यम् आप्नोति मनसस्पतिम् वाक्पतिश्चक्षुष्पतिः श्रोत्रपतिर्विज्ञानपतिः एतत्ततो भवति। आकाशशरीरं ब्रह्म सत्यात्मप्राणारामं मन आनन्दं शान्तिसमृद्धममृतम् इति प्राचीनयोग्योपास्व। नौ अंडर्स्टैंडिंग द मीनिंग्स व्हेन यू आर चैंटिंग, एज यू आर चैंटिंग यू मस्ट बी एबल टू सी हाउ the whole section presents Ishvara with his virtues, Ishvara as the one endowed with these virtues. Because one must know the virtues of Ishvara, how Ishvara is, in order to meditate upon Ishvara. We can never meditate upon something unknown. So now we are helped to understand Ishvara. Even as we are trying to understand Ishvara as the one who is endowed with his virtues, we are meditative of Ishvara. Okay. We are seeing this Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada's Bhashyam on the sixth section. Yesterday I left somewhere. We are seeing some virtues of Hiranyagarbha presented in the portion of Palashruti. Palashruti means what? Vedic statement or Veda mantra wherein the benefit of meditation or any benefit of ritual is discussed. It's called Palashruti. Now we are seeing the Palashruti Bhashyam. But even though these virtues of Ishvara, virtues of Hiranyagarbheshwara, virtues of Sagunam Brahma are discussed here in the Palashruti, All these virtues must be included. When a person begins to practice his meditation on Hiranyagarbha, so the meditator, what happens to meditator? As a result of practicing meditation, he slowly discovers the fact of one's Ishvara, obtaining as one's own self in one's own mind. Which means that is how he becomes one with Ishvara. He can never become one with Ishvara. He is never away from Ishvara. He is already Ishvara. Every individual, even a meditator and a non-meditator, is always Ishvara, non-separate from Ishvara. But still, when a person discovers one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara, then as though he becomes one with Ishvara. So this Upasaka also, as a result of practicing this meditation, when he discovers Ishvara being one's own self being non-separate from Ishvara, he's as though becoming one with Ishvara. When he becomes one with Ishvara, all the virtues of Hiranyagarbheshwara become his virtues. Why? Because he's no more an individual. He becomes one with Ishvara. That is how we are seeing the virtues being discussed in this portion. So we saw yesterday, Pranaramam, Praneshu Aramanam, Akridayasya Tat Pranaramam, Prananam Va Aramaha Yasmin Tat Pranaramam. So Sagunam Brahma is said to be having this virtue of Pranaramam. What does it mean? The one who revels in all the senses and also the respective sense objects. It is Ishvara who alone is there as the perceiver of all the sense objects through the sense organs. As a perceiver of sense objects through sense organs, Ishvara is there as the one who revels. This is one meaning. Another meaning is, Ishvara is the one in whom all these senses, all these sense organs remain resolved. I mean, they enjoy their existence in Ishvara. All the sense organs, all the subtle powers enjoy their existence only in Ishvara. They don't have independent existence. So enjoying their existence in Ishvara, they resolve in Ishvara. So Ishvara is an abode of resolution of all these sense powers. Therefore, he is said to be Pranaramam. Pranaha Aramante Yasmin. Prananam Aramaha Yasmin. Tat Pranaramam. Okay. The next, we have to see the next, is the new lesson, isn't it? Mana Anandam. What is Mana Anandam? Another virtue of Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma means neuter gender word. That is why Mana Anandam. We use the term Ishvaraha, then Mana Anandaha. It would have become Mana Anandam. So Shankaracharya writes, Anandabhutam. Anandabhutam. Manaha Anandam means Manaha Eva. Anandarupena Asti Iti Anandabhutam. So Ishvara is the one whose mind itself is nothing but fullness of happiness, mind itself. Because there's no, in Ishvara's mind, like in Ajnani Jiva's mind, there are no pairs of opposites. there are no impurities. When the impurities are not there, pairs of opposites are not there, then there is no ignorance also. Ignorance caused problems also in Ishvara. Therefore, what is mind? Mind itself is in the form of fullness of happiness. Ishvara, what is the virtue here? The one whose mind alone, one whose mind is in the form of fullness of happiness, is Anandam. Shankaracharya writes, Anandabhutam. Anandabhutam means what? Anandarupena tishtati. Anandarupena asti. Ishwarasya manaha anandarupena asti. The Ishwara's mind is in the form of fullness of happiness. Sukhakrideva. Yasya manaha sukhakrideva. Sukhakrideva yasya manaha. Put in proper prose order. Yasya manaha. Yasya Ishwarasya. Or Saguna Brahmanaha Manaha Sukhakrideva. Sukham Karoti iti Sukhakrit. Sukham Karoti iti Sukhakrit. Means Ishvara's mind is the Ishvara's mind contributes for the experience of happiness, which means Sukham Karoti iti Sukhakrit. Ishvara's mind is the only source of mind is in the form of happiness. Therefore, the source of happiness. Sukhakrit. Sukhakrit, there's no pain. The mind which has no, there's no pain, there's no affliction, there is no problem. And not only Ishvara's mind does not have problems, Ishvara's mind does not create problems also. So that which is devoid of problems, thereby that which does not cause problems is what? Sukhakrit manaha. This is the meaning of the word Shivaha also. I told you many times. Who is Shivaha? One who is of the jar of auspiciousness. One of the names of the Lord is Shivaha. One who is auspicious. Who is auspicious means what? Being auspicious means what? Being auspicious means not having sorrow. Being devoid of sorrow. Not causing sorrow. And that which is capable of removing sorrow. So being capable of removing sorrow. Not causing sorrow. Remaining without sorrow is what being auspicious. And is Ishvara's Swarupam. That is the virtue of Ishvara. That's why he is one of the names of the Lord is Shivaha. Therefore, Sukhakrit Manaha, Yasya Manaha Sukhakrit, means the one whose mind only is source of happiness. Is devoid of problems, thereby which does not cause problems. See, wherever there is mind, this is a saying, okay, wherever there is mind, there will be definitely pain. There will be impurities. Why? In Tamil, we say, Veetukku Veedu Vaasapadi, which means every house has an entrance. There is no house, there cannot be a house without an entrance, isn't it? There is a house means the house must have entrance. So if there's a mind means mind will have some problem or the other. Some pain or the other. Some problem or the other. But Ishvara's mind is not like an individual's mind. Ishvara's mind has no problem at all. Therefore it cannot cause problems also. It will say Sukhakrit Manaha. Which means Ishvara's mind, its being, remaining in the form of fullness of happiness, is a source of all forms of pleasures and happiness. Ishvara's Swarupam, what? Is a source of all forms of pleasures, different degrees of pleasures and happiness. The Sukhakriti, which means Ishvara and the fullness of happiness are not two things. Fullness of happiness is Ishvara's Swarupam. Inseparable. Fullness of happiness is inseparable nature of Ishvara. Therefore, he said to me, what? Mana Anandam. Next, Shanti Samruddham Amrutam. Shanti Samruddham is the next virtue. We are going to see the whole list of virtues of Ishvara. Next one is Shanti Samruddham. So Shankaracharya says Shantihi. Shanti Samruddham is one word. You break it, Shantihi means what? Upashamaha. Shantihi means Upashamaha. Upashamaha means what? Resolution. Shantihi means peace. What is peace? Having the mind resolved for good is absolute peace. Having the mind resolved means what? Having the mind resolved means understanding the fact that mind is nothing but Ishvara. One thing. Again, when all these impurities, all impurities, like likes and dislikes, hatred, anger, fear, when all these emotions resolve for good, what is there is peace. If raga dveshas, likes and dislikes, jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, all these emotions become triggered because of the, triggered from subconscious, if they surface, and external situations may be instrumental to trigger those emotions, then there is turbulence, there's no peace. So, in ordinary, Ajnani's Antahkaranam is a turbulent Antahkaranam. Why there is turbulence? Why there is restlessness? Why there is agitation? Because constantly, in every situation, external situation, every time we interact with the external world, an interaction becomes instrumental to trigger the unresolved issues in subconscious mind. When they're already there, the unresolved issues, unresolved anger, unresolved likes and dislikes, unresolved hatred, lot of things we have which remain dormant, latent in our subconscious, they become triggered. For them to be triggered, external interaction with external world becomes only nimittam, instrumental. When they surface, and there'll be sometimes we're very angry, sometimes there's strong likes and dislikes, sometimes hatred, sometimes anger, jealousy, different emotions, anxiety, fear. So this, when the emotions are triggered, then what is the condition of the mind? Restlessness, agitated mind, restless mind, turbulent mind, disturbed mind. So Bhagavan is the one who there's all emotions. There's no unresolved issues for Ishvara. Because Ishvara has no Ajnanam. Ajnanam is not there. Ahankara is not there. Ishvara does not have Ahankara. Ishvara does not have Ajnanam. Ishvara does not have any errant perception. Ishvara is all knowledge. Therefore, Ishvara, there's no such a thing called impurities on the part of Ishvara. So there's nothing, there's a subconscious for Ishvara which can be triggered. Therefore, there's no impurities. So how is Ishvara's mind? Ishvara's mind is in the form of fullness of happiness. because there's it's full in the form of fullness of happiness, there's only agitation free, restlessness free, absolutely peaceful mind. I don't say Ishvara is a peaceful mind. Ishvara is of the nature of peace. So shantihi means what? Upashamaha. Upashamaha means what? Ishvara is of the nature of peace because of the absolute resolution of the mind for good. It's called having the mind resolved. So being free from the hold of all these emotions is what? Having the mind resolved. We have to get our mind resolved. Ishvara always has the resolved mind. Therefore, Ishvara is of the nature of peace. Shantihi. Is it clear? It's a very important lesson. Okay. Upashamaha. That's the meaning. Okay. Then another meaning is there. Now you understand what is upashamaha. The total resolution of the mind. That means Ishvara is always free from, absolutely free from the hold of all these emotions. Ishvara has no emotions. Ishvara has no anger, no pain. There's no subconscious for Ishvara from where everything can be triggered. Therefore, Ishvara has no emotions. Even though all emotions are Ishvara, Ishvara does not have any emotions. Therefore, Ishvara is of the nature of absolute peace. Shantihi. Then, Samruddham means what? Samruddham means prosperous, rich, wealthy. It's an adjective. Wealthy, rich, prosperous. That is the literal meaning of the word Samruddham. So here, Sagunam Brahma is Samruddham Brahma. Mean what? Ishvara is the most prosperous. Absolutely most prosperous. But here, Samruddham is how prosperous, how wealthy Ishvara is. What is that wealth which Ishvara has? Ishvara is endowed with the riches, wealth, prosperity, in terms of abundance of peace. Ishvara enjoys the wealth of abundance of peace. Ishvara enjoys the wealth of absolute peace. Understand? Shantihi cha tat samruddham cha. Ishvara is the one who is endowed with the riches or the wealth or the prosperity of wealth or riches in terms of absolute peace. Absolute, how peaceful Ishvara is. That is the absolute peace means the peace which cannot be, okay, non-improvably abundant. Ishvara is the one who is endowed with the wealth of non-improvably abundant peace. Immeasurably abundant, okay, peace. Shanti, Samruddham. See, if I simply give the literal meaning, you can't understand. This Pooja Swamiji, really, I tell you, when he, this, even the books may not have, this here, Swamiji explained so well. Because the psychiatrists and psychologists try to sort, psychotherapists, they try to, you know, help an emotionally disturbed person. They do counseling, a lot of questions they ask. But the source, the solution for the problem is only here in the Shastra. Absolutely, ultimately. So unless and until you resolve these emotions, there's no way of being peaceful. How can you resolve them? Only when you, when all these problems will be, all these emotions will be resolved non-triggerably, resolved. Only when the ignorance becomes resolved. As long as ajnanam is, so long will there be erroneous perception of the self in the world. As long as there is error in the perception of the self in the world, there will be fundamental problem. And there will be the problems caused by fundamental problems. Fundamental problem are sense of smallness, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity centered on I. Therefore, there will be these emotions will be sitting dormant, latent in one subconscious. And every external situations will become inimittam for them to become triggered. When they surface, mind becomes turbulent, disturbed, restless mind. This is ordinary person's mind. And see, Bhagavan, Ishvara's antahkaranam, Ishvara's mind is what? He is in the form of fullness of happiness. Because no emotions, already we understood, mana anandam. Therefore, where there is fullness of happiness, there is absolute peace. Ishvara is of the nature of peace. Ishvara is of the nature of fullness of happiness. Mana anandam, shanti samruddham. Ishvara is the one who is endowed with the wealth of absolute peace. Okay. Shantyava samruddham, samruddhavat upalabhyate. Iti shanti samruddham. Shantyava samruddham. The same meaning, what I explained to you already. Ishvara is rich with peace. Ishvara is endowed with the wealth of peace. Shantyava samruddhavat upalabhyate iti shanti samruddham. When Ishvara is understood as the one endowed with the wealth of peace. The next, amritam. Amritam is another virtue of Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma, Amritam Brahma. Amritam means what? Immortal. So here, Amarana Dharmi. Yasya Maranam Nasti. Saha Amaranaha. Yasya Brahmanaha Maranam Nasti. Tad Brahma Amaranam. Maranam Yasya Dharmaha Na. Ishvara, whose nature is not death. Means what? Ishvara is not subject to birth and death. Therefore, Ishvara is of the, Ishvara is the one who is endowed with the nature of timelessness. Amarana Dharmi. So not being subject to death is Ishvara's dharma, attribute. Ishvara is the one who is endowed with the attribute of deathlessness. So Amarana Dharmi. Here we have to understand, Maranam literally means, so Amrita is a participle. So, Amritam Brahma means immortal Ishvara, immortal Sagunam Brahma, relatively immortal. Ishvara is relatively immortal. So, Amarana Dharmi means one who is endowed with the nature of not being subject to death. Or one who is not subject to death is Amarana Dharmi. In fact, death implies being time bound. The implied meaning of the word of death is what? Being subject to time. Being time bound. So being time bound implies what? Being subject to destruction. Death is equal to being time bound, being subject to time, and being time bound, being subject to time means what? Being subject to destruction. Really speaking, there is no such a thing called destruction at all. Total destruction is, there is no such a thing called total, absolute destruction at all. There's no birth. Absolutely, there's no birth, there's no death. There's no birth, there's no death means what? There is no, absolutely, there is no creation, there's no destruction. Then what is creation? What is destruction? We have understood very clearly. Unmanifest universe becoming manifested is creation. Is said to be creation. So creation is not, there's no absolute creation, nothing is created. So anything from being unmanifest, becoming manifested is birth or creation. The same way, from being unmanifest, becoming unmanifested. Similarly, from being manifest, becoming unmanifested is what? Dissolution, resolution, or death. That's all death. Absolutely, there's no birth and death. There's no creation or destruction. But everything in the world is subject to change. The entire objective universe, all the material forms are subject to change. And change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. So from constantly undergoing changes, every form undergoes a change. So it continues, everything continues to exist in some form or the other. Therefore, this change is only relative destruction. Okay? From remaining in one form, becoming another form, changing into another form is what? Relative destruction. Change is relative destruction, which means everything continues to exist in some form or the other. The form alone keeps on changing. Therefore, this change of one form into another form is relative destruction. Absolutely, there's no such thing called destruction at all. Okay? Which means Ishwaraha Amarana Dharmi means what? Ishwara is endowed with the nature of not being subject to time. So anything which undergoes a change is said to be subject to time. And Ishwara is of the nature of changelessness. Therefore, Ishwara is what? Ishwara is not subject to time. Timelessness is Ishwara's Swarupam. Therefore, Ishwara is said to be Amarana Dharmi. Okay, Amarana Dharmi. Yetaticha. Again, you'll be wondering, what is Ishwara here? Knowledge, the recognizable knowledge is manifested knowledge. Manifested knowledge is Ishwara. The source of manifestation is what? Brahma. Or Atma. So Ishwara alone is there as, Ishwara alone is there as the manifested knowledge. Ishwara alone is there in the form of any manifestation of knowledge. So what is I? It's not nothing to do with the meditation. Still, I want you to understand Ishwara. What is I? The first and the foremost of cognitions which rise in the mind is what? I. Only then any other cognition can rise. I. Cognition. When the Kai cognition rises, it is a waking state. Then that cognition which rises in him of a thought can get expressed as a word, I. I, the first person singular pronoun, is what? The word, isn't it? Express, it's a word. Before expression, there must be cognition in the form of a thought. There must be, what is a cognition? Manifested knowledge. Vritti jnanam. When the vritti jnanam is not there, there is ajnanam. In deep sleep state, there is ajnanam. In the waking state, there is jnanam. Don't think I'm going out of the topic, out of the track. Just make you understand Ishvara. Understand? Just for you to remember. Similarly, when you say, along with the I, you add am. Am also is what? Cognition. So I am together is what? Knowledge of existence of one's own self. Which rises first, isn't it? The knowledge of the existence of the world is. Any knowledge manifested alone is recognizable. But there's no manifestation of knowledge. There's knowledge is there or not? Of course there must be knowledge. There is a source of knowledge. Source of manifestation of knowledge always. But in deep sleep state, there is source of manifestation of knowledge, which is not recognizable. When there's manifestation, it is recognizable. Understand? So recognizable knowledge is manifested knowledge. Manifested knowledge is Ishvara. So who is Ishvara? Ishvara is essentially what? Pure knowledge, which is Brahma. Therefore, Ishvara alone is there in the form of knowledge obtaining in every mind. So the I sense itself is what? Ishvara. If you understand this, you can say what is there is only Ishvara. If you have not understood what I'm saying now, don't worry, it will become much clearer. I see something very beautiful, so I'm sharing, that's all. That knowledge, the I sense itself, you have to understand as Ishvara. Ishvara is in the form of knowledge of self-existence, obtaining in every mind. So what is I? Ishvara. It's not separate from Ishvara. Okay. Okay. This is also Swarupam. So therefore, and what is the nature of that Amarana Dharmi? Amarana Dharmi means knowledge has no death. Knowledge cannot die. Manifestation comes and goes, isn't it? There's no death. When I sense is not there, Ishvara is not non-existent. Remains unmanifested. Then there's manifestation. Therefore, Ishvara is essentially of the nature of immortality, timelessness. Yetat cha adhikatara visheshanam tatraiva manomaya ityado drashtavyam iti. Now, drashtavyam is what? Potential. The passive participle, isn't it? Drashtavyam should be seen, must be seen. Must be seen, should be seen means what? Must be meditated upon. What must be meditated upon here? Manomayaha ityado drashtavyam. So, adhikatara visheshanam. Visheshana means what? Adjectives. These more adjectives describing Ishvara's attributes, which are presented in this portion of Palashruti. More adjectives describing the attributes of Ishvara discussed in the Palashruti should be seen as Ishvara's virtues when a person begins to meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. When you're asked to meditate upon Hiranyagarbheshwara, who is this Hiranyagarbha who is in the form of Vyakritis, who is meditated upon all these Vyakritis, who is in the form of all the presiding deities, who is endowed with the presiding deities as the limbs, that Hiranyagarbha. Initially, we learned few virtues of Ishvara. But at the end, the portion of Palashruti also, we see more virtues of Ishvara. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, all these virtues, which more adjectives describing Ishvara's attributes, Ishvara's virtues should be included along with those few virtues which are discussed in the beginning. Including all these, collecting all these virtues together of Ishvara, one must meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear? Yeah. Etatcha adhikatara visheshanam tatraiva manomayah ityado drashtavyam. It means, initially, manomayaha, etc. We saw few virtues of Ishvara. When the Hiranyagarbha Upasanam was introduced in the sixth Anuvaka, Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam was discussed. There we saw only few virtues of Hiranyagarbha. But later on, we see more of Hiranyagarbha's virtues in the Palashruti, the portion discussing the benefit of practicing meditation, stating that the meditator, when he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, as a result of practicing meditation, he will be endowed with all these virtues as Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, these virtues, more virtues of Ishvara discussed in the Palashruti also should be included with those few virtues discussed earlier when a person begins to meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. That's what he says. What are all the virtues we saw? Mana anandam akasha shariram satyatma pranaramam mana anandam shanti samruddham amrutam. There are six more virtues added. Initially, how many virtues we saw? If you see the mantra, you can remember.
Saya esho antar hridaya akashah tasmin ayam purusho manomayah. Manomayah, purushah, amrutah, hiranmayah. There are only four adjectives describing Ishvara's virtues or Ishvara's attributes. But now, here we have six more virtues. What are they? Satyatma, pranaramam, mana anandam, shanti samruddham, amrutam. But you must see the difference. There, manomayaha, purushaha, amrutaha, hiranmayaha,
all these adjectives describing Ishvara's virtues are in masculine gender. They're all masculine gender words. But here, these words describing Ishvara's virtues, these words of Ishvara's virtues, Akasha Shariram, Satyatma, Pranaramam, Mana Anandam, Shanti Samruddham, Amritam, all these six words are in neuter gender, in the neuter gender words. Why? Because here Sagunam Brahma is a neuter gender word. There Hiranyagarbha is said to be Purushaha, masculine gender word. Therefore, some adjectives are masculine gender words and some adjectives are neuter gender words. That's the only difference. Otherwise, all these, so 4 plus 6, 10 virtues. One must meditate upon Hiranyagarbha as the one endowed with these 10 virtues. That's what is a drashtavyam. All these additional virtues of Hiranyagarbha must be included, must be meditated upon along with other virtues. They must be included. Evam manomayatvadi dharmaihi visishtam yathoktam brahma he prachina yogya upasva iti acharya vachana uktihi acharya vachana uktihi adarartha. We see the last word of mantra. Iti prachina yogyopasva. He prachina yogya upasva. Upasva is an imperative verb. Upasva, he prachina yogya, may you meditate. Meditate upon whom? Meditate upon Sagunam Brahma. Yathoktam Brahma. He prachina yogya yathoktam Brahma upasva. May meditate upon Sagunam Brahma, which has been described as the one having or endowed with these virtues or attributes such as manomayaha, manomayatvam, etc. Manomayatva adi dharmaihi. Visishtam yathoktam Brahma. We meditate upon the Sagunam Brahma, who is qualified with, and visishtam is qualified with, endowed with the attributes such as manomayatvam. Yathoktam Brahma, visishtam Brahma. We meditate upon that Sagunam Brahma, which has been discussed in this section, which is endowed with, qualified with attributes such as manomayatvam, etc. And he says, prachina yogya upasva iti acharya vachana uktihi. Acharyasya vachana uktihi. Vachanam means words, uktihi means utterance. So vachanoktihi means what? Words of instruction. The teacher's words of instruction. He prachina yogya upasva. These words of instruction of the teacher, addressing the student as he prachina yogya, addressing him, calling the student as prachina yogya specifically and telling him to meditate upon Hiranyagarbha is what? These words of instruction of the teacher in terms of addressing him and asking him to meditate upon. These words of instruction is Adarartha. Adaraha means emphasis, is meant for emphasis. Addressing the student and asking him to meditate is meant for the emphasis. Specifically for emphasizing the necessity, the importance of practicing the discipline of meditation. Uktaha eva upasana shabdartaha. Upasanam upasanam. Upasana shabdasya artaha uktaha eva. The meaning of the word upasanam has already been said. It means we need now, what is upasanam? After having taught Hiranyagarbha upasanam, if you ask the question, what is meditation? What is upasanam? He's not right. Therefore, he says what? We all know very well the meaning of the word upasana. Upasana shabdartaha. Upasana shabdartaha. Upasanam ityasya shabdasya artaha uktaha eva. The meaning of the word upasanam has already been discussed, has already been said. Only after explaining what is the meaning of the word upasanam, after discussing the discipline of upasanam, isn't it? So that's what he says. Saying this, he ends here. Okay. This prachina yogya, that word I will take a little to see here. Prachinam means ancient. The student's name might have been Prachina Yogyaha. So he addresses the student as, hey Prachina Yogya. But here, if we take the word Prachinam, Prachinasya Yogyaha, Prachinaya Yogyaha, Prachina Yogyaha. Prachinam means what? Ancient. Prachina means ancient. What is ancient here? This wisdom, this knowledge of Ishvara, Ishvara Swarupam, Swarupa Jnanam, Ishvara Jnanam. Who is Ishvara? How Ishvara is? Okay, what is the reality? Anyway, the entire Vedic wisdom is what? Upanishadic wisdom is what? Ancient. How ancient it is? Timelessly ancient. Anything ancient means very, 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 very ancient, old. Anything ancient also must have what? Beginning. But it is timelessly, beginninglessly ancient. Endlessly fresh. Endlessly fresh, beginninglessly ancient. That is why one of the names Puranaha. Purana Shastra means what? Purana Shastra means beginninglessly ancient. Endlessly fresh. Puranavaha. It means timeless. Every time the universe becomes manifest, Vedashastram also becomes manifested. So Vedashastram also remains unmanifested along with the universe at the time of dissolution. It is very beautifully understood. We are going to see later on some place we will definitely understand the how Vedashastram itself is perennially eternal. Vedashastram is timeless. Timeless Shastram, perennially eternal. Therefore, here the wisdom is what? Prachina Vidya, ancient knowledge. Ancient knowledge, not beginningless, beginninglessly timeless knowledge. Endlessly fresh knowledge is Prachina Vidya. And one who deserves that knowledge is Prachina Yogyaha. Hey Prachina Yogya, O student, you who deserve this timelessly, beginninglessly ancient wisdom, may you meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. That is the teaching here. See, for us, knowledge, there's no new knowledge. Knowledge is always timeless. Because the source of manifestation of knowledge is pure knowledge, is abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is timeless, which is implied with the term Brahma or Atma. Therefore, the source of knowledge is timeless. Therefore, the manifest knowledge also is timeless. But the manifest, there may be some, it may remain unmanifest. Again, it can become manifest. The manifest knowledge always remains unmanifested, then becomes manifested. Again, knowledge which becomes manifested, again can become unmanifested. When it becomes manifested, you know you are. It becomes unmanifested, you are there not knowing you are. Therefore, knowledge has no beginning. It only becomes manifested or remains unmanifested. Vyakta jnanam or avyakta jnanam. Jnanam has no beginning. Knowledge has no beginning. Knowledge is not newly created. So knowledge is indestructible also. Which knowledge? Manifested knowledge. Therefore, knowledge is timeless. Therefore, it is timeless knowledge. Prachina vidya. And prachina vidya praptum yogyata yasya. The one who deserves that timelessly, beginninglessly ancient wisdom is Prachina Yogyaha. He Prachina Yogya Upasva. We meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. It sounds, I have a little gone out of the track. Yes. But I want to talk to you. Understand? I like it. What all Pujas Swami said in the class, I just wanted to bring you to that today. I have gone out because now you can make out. It's very important to remember. Understand? Iti shashtanuvaka bhashyam evam manomayatvadi dharmaihi visishtam. Visishtam means what? Qualified. Visesha. Okay, viseshanam noun. Visishtam. Participant, qualified. Visheshanam, the attribute, the adjective. Manomaitva dharmehi visishtam means yuktam, endowed with. Yathoktam Brahma. May meditate, hey Prachina Yogya Upasva. Oh, Prachina Yogya, may meditate upon the Brahman which has been discussed as the one endowed with many attributes such as manomayatvam, etc. Acharya vachanaha, iti acharya vachanaha, the words of instruction of the teacher, may you meditate, O Prachina Yogya, is actually meant for emphasis. Emphasis of what? Meant for emphasis of the importance of meditation. Meant for emphasizing the importance of meditation. Uktaha eva upasana shabdartaha. Upasana shabdartaha. Uktaha eva has already been said. Iti shashta anuvaka bhashyam. With this, sixth anuvaka is over. Okay? So we have to begin the seventh anuvakaha. Seventh anuvakaha is also another Hiranyagarbha upasanam. Now, fifth and sixth sections. The subject matter of fifth and sixth sections together form one Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. That is different. Now, this another Hiranyagarbha Upasam discussed in the seventh section, which I'm not going to do today. I'll give you enough time for you to assimilate the teaching given in the previous sections. But let me introduce this. Here, first in the fifth section, we had the Upasanam known as Vyahrityatma Hirany Sagunam Brahma Upasanam or Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Then we had Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Now we are going to see Pankta Brahma Hiranyagarbha Upasanam. Everything will explain next class. Okay. Let us read. Just once, let us read this mantra and we'll stop the class today. Prithivyantariksham, Prithivyantariksham, Dyaurdishorvantaradishah. Prithivyantariksham, Dyaurdishorvantaradishah. Agnirvayuradityaschandramanakshatrani. Agnirvayuradityaschandramanakshatrani. Apa oshadhayo vanaspataya akasha atma ityadhibhutam. Apa oshadhayo vanaspataya akasha atma ityadhibhutam. Athadhyatmam prano vyano pana udana samanaha. Prano vyano pana udana samanaha. Prano vyano pana udana samanaha. Chakshushrotram manovaktvak charma mamsagam snavasthi majja. Charma mamsagam snavasthi majja. Yetadadhi vidhaya rishira ochad. Yetadadhi vidhaya rishira ochad. Pangtamva idagam sarvam. Pangtamba idagam sarvam. Pangte naiva pangtagusprunotiti. Pangte naiva pangtagusprunotiti. Iti saptamonu vakaha. So we'll continue in the next class. Okay? Because a new Hiranyagarbha Upasanam comes. I didn't want to do that. Let us remember only this, what we have already understood. The 10 Hiranyagarbha's virtues, attributes. If you understand how Ishvara is the one who is endowed with these attributes, if you really understand that itself is Upasana. How do we say Ishvara is Manomayaha? How do we say Ishvara is Mana Anandaha? How do we say, what does it mean? Understanding the meaning of each word describing as Ishvara's virtue, isn't it? Ishvara's attribute is what? Understanding Ishvara, which itself is Ishvara Upasana. Any questions?
We have to include Vakpati and Chakshushpati as well.
All those words, yes. All, see, how many ever words you came across in this section, as adjectives describing Ishvara's attributes or virtues, all of them, they were not mentioned in the beginning. They only come in the section dealing with the phalam, the benefit of meditation, palashruti. Palashruti. But when a upasaka begins his prayer, after understanding all these virtues, one must practice those. Practice, when he practices meditation, he must include all those
virtues. That is the idea. So here we are not practicing meditation anyway, but we have to understand all the 10 virtues, 10 together. Okay, 4 there, 6 here, put them all together, understand. That's why I mentioned very specifically all these words present only Ishvara's attributes, but still some words describing attributes are not neuter gender words, and six words are neuter gender words, 4 words are masculine gender words. Doesn't matter, but you must be very careful. So okay, they're all virtues. And look at Ishvara Sagunam Brahma as a neuter gender word. Look at same Ishvara as Hiranyagarbheshvara, Hiranyagarbha, it's a masculine gender word. Therefore, adjectives are in keeping with the gender of the noun. That's okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.